Hello and welcome to the Journey to Holiness. This is beginning the series entitled Building Your Inner Strength. Today's topic is Adjust Your Rearview Mirror, and we're going to be looking at a look in the scripture from 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. The scripture declares that be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. We are very excited this week that the anchor of holiness is, sometimes looking backwards can provide clues for a successful future. The secret to your strength may be lying dormant in the attic of your mind. This week's lesson encourages you to take an inner view of some of the things that may be holding you back, or to some of the things that keep you from feeling the strength that God has provided for you. I have found that very frequently we cannot move forward because we still have our hands holding on to things, situations, relationships, and past hurts. God has declared that if we keep our eyes on Him, seeking Him for all of our needs, that He will provide us with peace, safety, and security. This week's lesson, making sure that you and I can adjust our rearview mirror. While looking back is not always bad, but what comes to be an encumbrance is when you look back and you hold on to the negative things that can keep you from moving forward. The scripture here lets us know that we've got to be steadfast. We've got to be able to continue to do what God has for us, even though past experiences may have been painful and probably very difficult to release. I'm encouraging you today by letting you know that you can be victorious. You're going to have to adjust your rearview mirror. As you ride along in a car, you're looking forward and you're facing going toward the future, but the reality is you're using your rearview mirror to ensure that you're in the right place and headed in the right direction. Not only that, your rearview mirror enables you to be able to look at conditions around you that may affect your safe arrival. And so it is with your personal life and relationships. You and I have got to get to the point that we can adjust our rearview mirror. Looking back for the purposes of growing forward is the best way to do it. When you look back, you can also thank God for the victory that He has given you and the fact that you've overcome many obstacles that have been placed in your way. So, in order for you and I to become stronger and to work on building our inner strength, it is going to be important that we adjust our rearview mirror, understanding that your successful future may be just tied up into how you're looking at your past. So, I encourage you today, as you adjust your rearview mirror, to stand firm on the fact that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so, for this week, as we continue our journey through holiness, we are excited to know that God is there to be with us, giving us the strength that we need and giving us the perspective that is important as we adjust our rearview mirror. God bless you. Take each time to look through your journal, and actually each day this week, take an opportunity to look at ways that you can improve your spiritual walk by looking at things that may be hindering your spiritual walk. Each morning during your devotional, just make a simple note on the things that you're going to commit to the Lord in prayer so that you can actually overcome those things that have been holding you back. It's going to be a great new year. The year 2008 is the year of your new beginning, so let's move toward that hope that is in Christ. God bless you. Enjoy your week of introspection and prayer, and I'll look forward to your sharing this lesson on next week. Now, the other item is, feel free to email me to talk about your concerns as well as to ask questions that can help you through the journey. We'll look forward to next week. And this week's Anchor of Holiness again says, sometimes looking back can provide clues for a successful future. The secret to your strength may be lying dormant in the attic of your mind. So until next week, be blessed, and I'll look forward to the future.